Be well, my friend, for you are now entering into a dangerous place fraught with great risk. The words you are about to hear were judged heretical, and so the author was executed by the powers that be. For the powerful always fear powerful words. There is still time for you to turn away, lest your mind be filled with the thoughts of a heretic. Or you can, if you dare, look deeply into the piercing reflection of the martyr's mirror.
Soul Radiographs, a podcast from Iotakai X-Rays. That's IX-RAYS.blog. Marguerite Porret was a French-speaking mystic and the author of The Mirror of Simple Souls, a work of Christian mysticism dealing with the workings of divine love. She was burnt at the stake for heresy in Paris in 1310 after a lengthy trial, refusing to remove her book from circulation or to recant her views.
Love, that is true, says love, for through divine grace this soul has God. And he who has God has everything, and it says too that she has nothing, because everything which this soul has within her from God through the gift of divine grace seems nothing to her, and it is nothing, too, in comparison with what she loves, which is in God and which he will not give to anyone except only to himself. And it is in this sense that this soul has everything and yet has anything, she knows everything and yet she knows nothing. Charity takes no notice or account of anything under the sun, for the whole world is no more than superfluity and excess. Charity gives to everyone everything that she possesses, and does not withhold even herself, and in addition, she often promises what she does not possess, in her great generosity hoping that the more one gives, the more one will have left. Charity is obedient to no created thing, but only to love. Charity has nothing of her own, and even if she had anything, she does not say that it is hers at all. Charity abandons her own task and goes off and does that of others. Charity asks no return from any creature, whatever good or happiness she may give. Charity knows no shame or fear or anxiety. She is so upright and true that she cannot bend, whatever happens to her. On these two crutches is the soul supported, and so she need pay no heed to her enemies to the right or to the left. Yet still she is so filled with confusion, says Love, at the knowledge of her poverty that she seems all confusion to the world and to herself. Indeed, she is so drunk with knowledge of the love and the grace of the pure deity that she is always drunk with knowledge and filled with praise of divine love. And she is not drunk simply with what she has drunk, but extremely drunk and more than drunk with what she never once drank and never will drink. Reason, and who are you, Love? Says Reason, are you not also one of the virtues, and one of us, even though you be above us? Love, I am God, says Love, for Love is God, and God is Love, and this soul is God through its condition of love, and I am God through my divine nature, and this soul is God by love's just law. So that this my precious beloved is taught and guided by me, without herself, for she has been changed into me. And this is the outcome, says Love, of being nourished by me. This soul, says Love, is Lady of the Virtues, daughter of the Deity, sister of wisdom and the bride of love. Paradise is nothing else than to see only God. Ah, you sheep, says this soul, how like that of animals is your understanding. You leave the corn and take the straw. This far near, whom we call lightning from its manner of opening and rapid closing, takes the soul from the fifth state and places her in the sixth, for so long as its work lasts and remains, and so her state is changed. But the life of this sixth state does not last long in her, for she is set back, down into the fifth. And this is no wonder, says Love, for the work of the lightning, so long as it lasts, is nothing else than the manifestation of the soul's glory. The just man falls seven times a day. It means that when the will of the just man is wholly given, without any other impediment, to the contemplation of the divine goodness, his body, nourished by the sin of Adam, is weak and tends to fault, and so often he stoops to give his attention to things which are less than the goodness of God, and Scripture calls this a fall, as indeed it is. And why should Holy Church, says Love, know these queens, these king's daughters, king's sisters, king's brides? Holy Church could not know them truly, unless Holy Church were within their souls. And no created thing enters into their souls but God alone, who created the souls. So that no one knows such souls except God, who is within them. Such a soul no longer loves anything in God or will love it, however noble it may be, except only for God and because he wishes it, and she loves God in all things, and things for love of him. How the soul who has causes this book to be written excuses herself in having made this book so long in words, which seems small and brief to the souls who remain in nothingness and who are fallen from love into such being. You who are in being and established without separating yourselves from the being, which is not known, truly you are in no way known, but this is in the land where reason has lordship. I excuse myself, says this soul, to all those who remain in nothingness and who are fallen from love into such being. For I have made this book very large through words, though it seems to you very small, insofar as I am able to understand you. Now please pardon me by your courtesy, for necessity has no law. I did not know to whom to speak my intention. Now I understand, on account of your peace and on account of the truth, that this book is of the lower life. Cowardice has guided this book. which has given its perception over to reason through the answers of love to reason's petitions. And so, this book has been created by human knowledge and the human senses, and the human reason and the human senses know nothing about inner love from divine knowledge. My heart is drawn so high and fallen so low at the same time that I cannot complete this book. For everything one can say or write about God or thing about Him, God who is greater than what is ever said, everything is thus more like lying than speaking the truth. I have said, says this soul, that love causes the book to be written through human knowledge and through willing it by the transformation of my intellect with which I was encumbered, as it appears in this book. For love made the book in unencumbering my spirit by her three gifts, of which we have spoken. And thus I say that the book is of the lower life and very small, even though it seemed to be large at the beginning of the demonstration of this being. Chapter 120. How Truth Praises Such Souls. O emerald and precious gem, true diamond, queen and empress, you give everything from your fine nobility, without asking from love her riches, except the willing of her divine pleasure. Thus is this right by righteousness, for it is the true path. Of fine love, fin amours, whoever wishes to remain on it. O deepest spring and fountain sealed, where the sun is subtly hidden, you send your rays, says truth, through divine knowledge. We know it through true wisdom. Note, Sophia and Shekinah are both feminine forms. Her splendor makes us completely luminous. Soul, O truth, says this soul, for God's sake, do not say that of myself I might ever say something of him, save through him. And this is true, do not doubt it, and if it pleases you to know whose I am, I will say it through pure courtesy. Love holds me so completely in her domain, that I have neither sense, nor will, nor reason to do anything, except through her, as you know. Chapter 121. Holy Church Praises This Soul, Holy Church. Courteous and well-taught lady, says Holy Church, how this is wisely said. You are the true star, who brings the dawn, and the pure sun without spot, who receives no impurity, and the fullest moon, who never wanes, and so you are the banner, who goes before the king. You live completely by the kernel, who no longer has will, and those live by straw and by chaff and gross silage, who have retained the practice of human will. Such folk are servants of the law, but this soul is above the law, not contrary to the law. By the witness of truth, she is satisfied and filled, God is in her will. Soul, ah, sweetest love divine, who are within the Trinity, the hour is such that I marvel how those can continue, those who are governed by reason and fear, desire, work, and will, and who know not the grand nobility of being ordered by nothingness. The Holy Trinity. O heavenly rock, says the Holy Trinity, I pray you, dear daughter, let this be. There is not so great a cleric in the world who knows how to speak to you about it. You have been at my table, and I have given you my feast, and you are so very well taught, and you have savored my feast so fully, and my wines from the full barrel, by which you are so filled, that the bouquet alone makes you inebriated, and you will never be other. Now have you tasted my feast, and you have savored our wines, says the Holy Trinity, no one but you knows how to speak of it, in another practice for any price. I pray you, dear daughter, my sister and my love, through love, if you will, that you no longer will to tell the secrets which you know. The others will condemn themselves because of it, where you will be saved, since reason and desire govern them, and fear and will. Know, however, my chosen daughter, that paradise has been given to them. The chosen soul. Paradise? Says this chosen one, would you not accord the M something else? Thus indeed murderers will have it, if they wish to cry for mercy. But in spite of this I will keep silence about it, since you wish it. And thus I will say a verse of song, with the leave of fine love. Chapter 122. Here the soul begins her song. Soul, it is, in view of the ascent on high and the precious entry, and the worthy indwelling of human creation by the sweet humanity of the Son of God our Savior, that the Deity seated such humanity in highest possession in paradise, there to be elevated to the right hand of God the Father, joined to the Son for our sake, richly producing in it these graces and mercy, by which you are amazed. Thus, since that day, fine love, fin amours, separated me through courtesy, cortesia. From whom? From myself, from my neighbors, and from the whole world, from the spirit of affection, and from the virtues to whom I had been a servant through effort in the domination of reason. Here I will tell you the truth about it. Such a beast I was, in the time that I served them, that I could not express it to you from my heart. And as long as I served them, and the better I accommodated them, love caused me to hear tell of her through joy. And in spite of all, as simple as I was, as much as I would consider it, so the will of love held me in love. And when love saw me think about her on account of the virtues, she did not refute me, but instead she freed me from the petty service and guided me to the divine school. There she retained me without my performing any service, there I was filled and satisfied by her. Thought is no longer of worth to me, nor work, nor speech. Love draws me so high, thought is no longer of worth to me, with her divine gaze, that I have no intent. Thought is no longer of worth to me, nor work nor speech. Love has made me find by nobility these verses of a song. It is, of, the Deity pure, about whom reason knows not how to speak, and of a lover. Which I have without a mother, who is the issue of God the Father and of God the Son also. His name is Holy Spirit, from whom I possess such joining in the He art, that he causes joy to remain in me. It is the peace of the nourishment which the lover gives in loving. I wish to ask nothing of him, to do so would be too wretched of me. Instead, I owe him total faith in loving such a lover. O lover of gentle nature, you are to be much prized, generous, courteous without measure, sum of all goodness, you do not will to do anything, lover, without my will. And thus I must not hold silence about your beauty and goodness. Powerful you are for my sake, and wise, such I cannot hide. Ah, but to whom will I say it? Seraphim know not how to speak of it. Lover, you have grasped me in your love, to give me your great treasure, that is, the gift of your own self, which is divine goodness. Heart cannot express this, but willing pure nothingness purifies the heart, which makes me climb so high by union in concordance, which I ought never to reveal. I used to be enclosed in the servitude of captivity, when desire imprisoned me in the will of affection. There the light of ardor from divine love found me, who quickly killed my desire, my will and affection, which impeded in me the enterprise of the fullness of divine love. Now has divine light delivered me from captivity, and joined me by gentility to the divine will of love, there where the Trinity gives me the delight of his love. This gift no human understands, as long as he serves any virtue whatever, or any feeling from nature, through practice of reason. O my lover, what will beguines say and religious types, when they hear the excellence of your divine song?
Soul Radiographs, a podcast from Iotakai X-Rays, that's ix-rays.blog.